A First Nations-led rally against the Conservative Party of Canada's North Island Powell River candidate, Aaron Gunn, took place on April 22. Between 50 and 75 people gathered at Spirit Square from 2 to 4 p.m., and various speakers talked about their own experiences in the residential school system, the impact of colonialism policies and systems, and Gunn's statements on these subjects. "We are gathering to call Aaron Gunn and the Conservative Party to task," said Ernest Alfred, a rally organizer, to the Mirror before the event started. "Aaron Gunn should not actually be allowed to run in this election because of not only his radical right views but the fact that he isn't actually a North Islander. Sorry to say, but we need representation for the North Island people, and the Conservatives have parachuted this candidate who has no business coming here thinking he can represent us and know what we need. What we need is community, and we need someone who is going to represent our youth and our marginalized communities." Gunn's past social media posts on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook have been under scrutiny. "There was no genocide. Stop lying to people and read a book," one of Gunn's posts reads. "The Holocaust was a genocide. Get off Twitter and learn more about the world." The list goes on and on. The examples of his unqualified, unfit training and education behind our demographics here are the reason we are calling for his resignation or his withdrawal from the election, said Alfred. "People don't change colors that quickly. For our community, the First Nations community on the North Island, we shouldn't be taken lightly, and we shouldn't ever consider having someone with those views represent us." If anybody were to dig deep into his quote-unquote documentaries, you would see it's not just First Nations people who are going to have issues, but the LGBTQ, the young people. "The problem I have with Mr. Gunn is that he has come and attempted to divide our communities, and what that does, though, is weaken us. We have learned through reconciliation, and the attempt that our people are making to meet government and communities halfway is incredibly important for us moving forward." Read more, North Island. Powell River candidate heavily scrutinized for social media posts. Several First Nation leaders called for Gunn's removal. A petition for his removal was also established on leadnow.ca. As of April 23, the petition has 19,699 signatures. North Island MLA Anna Kindy and various Campbell River councillors and Mayor Kermit Dahl penned and signed a letter on official Legislative Assembly letterhead in support of Gunn. Legislative Assembly letterhead is only supposed to be used for official responsibilities and not partisan activities. Kindy admitted the letter's usage of letterhead was a mistake, and took responsibility for the error. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is standing by Gunn. Incumbent NDP MP Rachel Blaney and Green Party of Canada Deputy Leader Angela Davidson, also known as Rainbow Eyes, were in attendance. The event was peaceful, starting with a prayer and song before speakers took the microphone. Alfred was the first speaker of the event, calling for Gunn to show up to the Campbell River All Candidates Forum, which was ultimately cancelled a couple of hours later. Alfred says it is important for leaders to run toward the issues and find solutions that people can all be okay with. He then endorsed NDP candidate Tennille Johnson, who was not at the event before calling for Gunn's removal. The list of wrong, divisive, and inaccurate statements made in the past are just not acceptable of a leader, and so that's why I am here. That's why it is easy for me to stand with all of you, and I see lots of orange here, and that's because of the impact we carry in our hearts around the trauma and the legacy, the horrible legacy, of the Indian residential school history, and that is also why I am here. It has brought and resurfaced a lot of that pain and a lot of that history, that horrible legacy, that we all have collectively own. No one is going to put our people in a corner. Sean Decare, Yaksavidi, a local artist and member of the Laxwaxdax people, echoed what Alfred said. He spoke about Gunn's comments on reconciliation and hereditary chiefs. Sunny Asu, another artist and a newly elected councillor of the Wei Wai Kum First Nation, spoke as well. "I'm not here in any official capacity. I am just here on a capacity of being a human being," Asu said. "I think we are all here for the same reason. We are all here to support humanity, compassion, kindness and standing up for what's right. Seeing someone like Aaron Gunn being parachuted into this riding just to secure votes for the Conservative Party is a disservice to the North Island, for where we live. He's unaware of the needs we have here. He's not from here. He can make himself part of the community if he showed up, but as Sean and Ernest have said, he has not shown up at all, and that's really disheartening. Rainbow Eyes, who is running as a Green Party MP hopeful in the Northwest Territories, spoke about her time at Fairy Creek and her battle with the courts over a 60-day sentence, now a 51-day sentence. She is appealing the sentence and is currently on bail pending the appeal. She also spoke about the legacy of colonialism. Since the time of Alexander the Great, we have been on this path of power, control and conquer, and that's what we see in our government system today. As Indigenous people and allies and all Canadians, we can't stand against something that goes against the law, we cannot stand for Mother Earth, and we cannot protest and try to protect the fish and the salmon if it goes against a court-ordered injunction from industry. We are here. We have to vote without hearts and follow our hearts because the system is corrupt. It is the same system that committed the genocide. We are under the impression that things have changed, but they haven't, she said. Advocates, elders and residential school survivors also addressed attendees.